Hey, folks, I'm Mark Maron from the WTF podcast, and this episode is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. I love the change of seasons, but nobody loves pollen and all those other things floating in the air that make you sneeze during this nice weather. Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are hypoallergenic and allergist approved. So fight back against watery eyes and runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
If you spend all your time doing inventory on what you lost, you will never count up what you have left. Your future is never predicated on what you lost. It's predicated on what you have left. What you have left is enough to build something greater than where you are. And you have all the rich experiences that come through the atrocities you survived. You're stronger, you're wiser. You've proven things to yourself that you couldn't have learned any other way, that you could overcome everything that happened to you. So start looking ahead. Nobody drives forward looking in the rearview mirror. Understanding that and surging ahead with what you have been given and to appreciate time. I have a work ethic that they say is incredible. I mean, I can hang with the best of them when it comes to doing what has to be done. But I got it from watching my father, well and then sick. He kept going. He kept moving. He kept producing all the way out. Work ceases to be work when you start to love it. When you love what you do, when you love what you do, you'll never work a day in your life. So you love it. That doesn't mean you don't get tired. That doesn't mean you shouldn't take vacations. That doesn't mean you shouldn't have self-care, all that. But self-care only has so much. After a while, you get tired of that sand on your back and you say, okay, I gotta do something, because we were made to be productive and creative and resourceful. And I want to tell every entrepreneur listening at me, if at first you don't succeed, try again. And if you don't succeed that time, try again. And if you don't succeed that time, try again. And if you don't succeed that time, write a book about what you learned from how you failed. There's always something to do with what you have experienced. My legacy is pouring whatever I experienced into who's listening. That is my legacy. That's proof that I was here. If at the end of this interview and the end of reading my book, I added something to your life that made you build a table out of a tree, then I built it too. Then whenever anybody asks you about the table, you'll tell them about this guy you met in the interview. You know, that's how we have survived for centuries. That's how my people withstood slavery and the atrocities of our lives. Because in the midst of all of the horrendous things we experienced, we still clapped our hands and we still sang our songs and we still managed to be creative, and we are still here. So don't tell me about trouble through hanging nooses and rapes and burnings and killings. We sang. And my legacy is that you dance and sing and survive and do something. I'm not saying that you won't have opposition and trouble and tears. I don't have to write about that. That will find you on its own. Agony will always find you on its own. It's ecstasy that has to have your address on it. So I'm sending you the potential to go beyond agony to the ecstasy of fulfilling everything you were created to be. And that's my legacy. It's in the people that heard me and read my books and saw my movies and traveled around the world with me. It's in my children. When I'm writing, I'm actually imagining that I'm having this conversation. And my book reads like I'm talking, like I'm talking to you. And you know that from reading it. It sounds like we're having a conversation with a friend. I'm actually talking to you. I'm through the book. I didn't drop the mic, and don't you drop it either. And something of what I said will make it into your book. And something of what you said will make it into the book of the person who read it. And that's how we have progressed for centuries and eons and millenniums, because we passed the mic, we didn't drop it. If you lose your ability to hear, eventually it will affect your ability to speak, because there is a correlation between what the ear hears and what the mouth articulates. On the impetus of that ideology comes this tremendous premise of listening. Every great orator is a great listener. And I think we have lost not our ability to speak, not yet, but we have lost our ability to listen, because the only thing we do is pause while we formulate our next approach to attack. And that's not listening, that's strategizing. But if we actually take the time to listen, most of us all want the same things. Most of us want to be loved. Most of us want to be appreciated. Most of us want to be accepted, flaws and all. Most of us, if we have children, want what's best for our children. Most of us are scared. Most of us are anxious and are worried. Why can't we be friends? Why can't we communicate? We're better together than we are apart. And we don't have to agree about everything. But in the process of meeting, I found it's hard to hate somebody you understand. And in the process of meeting, your perspectives broaden, sometimes to the point that you are ejected from the tribe, because people who are not exposed are intimidated by people who are exposed. But people who are exposed, it's worth it to lose the sanctity of your citizenship and the tribe of how you describe yourself to enter into the broader world of a human experience before you die. I would hate to die in a zip code having never left the neighborhood that I was born in mentally, and not experience the world, France and Ethiopia and Australia and millennials and boomers and Gen Xers. There's something to be learned, and people of faith and people not of faith. We need to communicate to survive as a species. If you're going to be successful in business today, you cannot build your business around people like you. You have to build your business in a very broad, eclectic way, because the world is becoming broad and eclectic. And a narrow mind also causes you to be less successful at the end of your career, because your niche marketing, an item that could have a broad appeal if you didn't think within the prison of your own experiences.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Motiversity fans, brace yourself for the ultimate VIP treatment. Become a Motiversity YouTube member today and unlock mind-blowing perks. Exclusive merch shop discounts, personalized badges to showcase your Motiversity pride, and a backstage pass to members-only content that'll fire up your motivation like never before. You'll have the ability to download links to all of our videos, yours to keep, anytime, anywhere. Ready to level up your Motiversity experience? Click the link in the description to join the Elite Squad now. Motiversity YouTube memberships, where motivation meets VIP status.